Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. Tonight is, I have no idea because I'm still on jet lag from a very long trip. I think it's June, what is it, Shonda? 26th. Yeah, June. I think we're in June. And Dee will totally understand because I just got back from China. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Huh?
It took me 5 days.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on day three. So, see, I'm still in the middle of it. But, yeah, June 26th. Oh, the year is 2015. I do have that one right. Okay. it's okay. Yeah, it's Friday.
Yes.
And okay. And if you want to call in, I'm sorry to be so spacey, but that's where I am right now. And I'm lucky I'm on here tonight. Okay. So I'm lucky.
I'm lucky.
Anyway, but I'm excited to be here. I really am. And I'm excited to have our guest tonight. And I'll get to that here in a minute. But anyway, I'll be here in a minute. So, but if you do have questions for our guest, and we're really excited to have you, Dee, but just a second. If you have questions for her, our toll-free call-in number is 1-888-627-6008. 1-888-627-6008. And that I'll just tell a little bit about that trip because I'm sure Dee can, we'll have you talk a little bit about your experience and your fun that you had as you went. But I just came in, on Tuesday. I had a fun, exciting round the world trip. I did a class in, where was I? Oh, England. And then I did a month to Spain and did a talk there introducing our work in Madrid, and then I went to China and had a very intense class there, very long days, 12-hour days of classes and interpretation and stuff like that, and so I am tired. Anyway, that long flight back, and then got back Tuesday night, and I thought I was good, but then today it hit me, I hit the wall, and I could not get out of bed this morning, and I'm like, oh gosh. So here I am. And so anyway, I want to welcome our very special guest, and she will be one of our keynote speakers on the Transformation Conference, which is coming up next month, July 17th to the 19th. We're very, very excited to have you, and that's Dee Wallace. Welcome.
Well, thank you, baby cakes. And yes, I do know of what you speak, man. I think, I've been back and forth across the world to New Zealand, but it didn't hit me as much as this trip from China. It took me a whole week to get back into the rhythm, right? Mm-hmm. And the pace of the time difference and just the way of life even. So, I'll try and talk a whole lot so you can catch some winks in between.
Oh, that's a great idea.
There you go. And I love to take callers. So anybody that would like to talk to my channel and get any kind of discernment about anything they want to ask about, I love to take callers. So.
And we've got Shonda here, too, and she may have some questions as well. So feel free. You've met Shonda, haven't you, Dee?
Of course, of course.
Absolutely, yeah.
Of course. Hi, Shonda.
Hi, Dee.
Let me just start by saying if you're in complete turmoil and the world seems upside down and you're being really challenged to live all of the things that you know work in the creation of your life, you're right where you should be. Because there's a lot of cleaning out that the world is doing right now. Not only within all of us that are accepting it, but also within the collective consciousness and the world and Mother Earth herself. Sometimes when you go through a cleanse and you release all the toxins out of your body, you get zits and rashes and stuff like that. Well, that's kind of what's going on in the world. We're just releasing a lot of toxins right now. And a lot of people are going, my God, what's happened? My life is going so smoothly. And what am I doing wrong? And I want to let you know you're not doing anything wrong unless you fall out and start thinking negatively and back into your victimness again because things aren't going so well. Just know that it's a process that the entire universe is going through right now. And your job is to keep focused on what you want, keep focused on the positive, and keep focused on what makes you feel good in your power.
That's wonderful advice. Fantastic.
It's very rarely that I'm challenged so much that I fall out of my joy and my power. And it's been the last 4 weeks. It started in China. It's continued up until about 3 days ago.
Oh, wow.
And most of the clients that I work with, when I wrote the e-blast about it, I got masses of emails going, oh my God, thank God. I didn't know what was going on, you know, and all this stuff. So I just wanted to let people know it's all good. Don't put a lot of attention and energy on it. Put your attention and energy on staying very focused in your love and your joy whenever you can.
Well, a quick question, Dee. A lot of you know, everybody knows that you have the acting history and everything, but how did you get into metaphysics? Just a little bit about how you got over into this world. Let's start there.
Well, when I was a very little girl, I used to hear voices, but I just thought, you know, that's my imagination. I literally would hear messages from the other side, a lot of times from people who had passed over. But we, you know, just attributed it to the child's imagination and hearing voices, you know, like kids do. So I didn't pay a lot of attention to it in my teen years and in my early 20s. But what's interesting is that when I found my acting mentor, Charles Conrad, his whole process was based on channeling. Now, he didn't call it channeling, but in essence, that's what we were doing. He would have us get our energy very, very, very high. And what that does is that allows you to have enough energy to surpass your mental mind. And then he would have us throw all our energy onto the other person or the scene or the animal that we were working with in the scene. So that none of the attention was on ourselves from within ourselves. And what that did was it totally opened up your channel. So we would see people in our class that would get up to do a scene, and we were always given scenes. We never knew where they came from. We never knew what the source was. They were not well-known scenes. We didn't do the classics. But people would get up and start limping in a scene. And Charles would stop and go, have you seen this scene before? Where did you see this scene before? And they go, no, Charles, I don't know what this scene is. You've seen this piece of material before because you know that that woman is crippled because you're limping. And we would just start watching miraculous scenes like that over and over and over again where people would channel the character and they would come through. So that was the beginning of me putting together what I had heard when I was little and what I'm doing now. It progressed when I was trying to get pregnant and I couldn't get pregnant, and I started working with this Chinese acupuncturist, which taught me how to move energy through my hands. And I started working with a Sikh doctor who taught me muscle testing and kinesiology. So I became very schooled in kinesiology, and ultimately that led me to an NAET doctor that did all her work through the pendulum, which is also a way of muscle testing. It's like a telephone. Those of you that work with a pendulum know the pendulum has no power in itself. It's simply a tool to open up the channel. And so when I look back over my life, then I created my acting studio. And when my husband died, I fell to my knees and I said, I don't want to be a victim. I don't want to be a victim. I don't want to be pissed off anymore, basically. I want a way that we can heal ourselves. You know, what if somebody can't afford a shrink, or they don't have a rabbi or a minister or a Buddhist monk? What if they have no outside tools available to them? How do we heal and create ourselves? And I really learned what the message "ask and you receive" really means, because I asked, and within seconds, I started getting messages. And the first message was, use the light within yourself to heal yourself. Now, I kind of sort of knew what that meant, and I'm still sort of getting an expanded version of that every day of my life from thereafter. Use the power and the light that you are to heal yourself, which heals your reality, which goes back into the collective consciousness and heals the world. So that took place about 20 years ago. We developed my healing work and all the sheets that I work with. The beginning of it was in my class and in my acting studio. And the rest, they say, is kind of history. It's just been a miraculous journey of discovering everything about the creation process and why we're it. And that we are literally given free will to create ourselves. And when we choose and we decide and we commit, then the universe, God, Atman, Buddha, divine love, whatever your term is, then it can come in and help create it with us. But not until we step forward as the gods of us and say, I'm going to take responsibility for this choice, and this is what I'm committing to.
Absolutely. The decision is the first step.
You bet.
And I think so many people have trouble with that. They think, oh, it should all be done. And it's like, no, you have to be the first step. You have to understand that.
And that's why we were put on this plane in three-dimensional way, to understand how literally to work and shape energy. And, you know, I think one of the things they fight so much, well, there's two big things, Julia, is one, I don't want to be responsible for myself. Mm-hmm. First of all, it's too much work. And second of all, what if I screw it up?
Right.
And also that deep religious teaching that it's blasphemous for us to think that we have any power over our own creational lives.
And right. Yeah.
And yet, you know, in every religious book, we are given the permission and we are given the responsibility of self-creation. You know, Christ said, these things in you, these things and more will you do also.
Right.
Buddha said, you know, nobody can walk the path but you. You've got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we've been told it, but then way, 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 way back in the beginning of time, there were a few people that really knew it and really knew how to capture the energy and create with the power, and they made us believe that we couldn't.
Right.
And we bought it ever since.
Yeah, and they said, oh, we got to make you feel like scum.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and you don't have any abilities. You don't have anything. You're nothing. And so.
And the only way you can be saved or even know that you're worthy is to go through us.
Right.
And so inadvertently, we gave our power away of our own creation a long time ago. But there is a whole new awareness now that's
right.
being born in us again, that's saying, if we don't do it, who's gonna?
Yeah.
Because the old stuff doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. And that's what this time is all about. That's what the awakening is all about. It's time to take responsibility and take your power back.
Yep. And nobody, no matter what anybody's done to you in your life, that's your story. I have my story. You know, I was very poor. My dad was an alcoholic. He ended up committing suicide, blah, 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 blah. That's my story. You know what? My dad is never going to change that story for me now. I'm the only one that can accept it and say, okay, now what do I do with my story? Am I going to live in the victimness of it? Or am I going to move into the empowerment
mm-hmm.
of what it taught me that I don't want, so I know what I do want and start creating that?
Right. I'm always saying it's not what happens to you. We all have something that happens. Everybody has something that happens. It's not the what that happens that's so important. It's what you do with it.
Yep.
Exactly.
And most of us are still saying, mm-hmm. they're the reason why I can't. He's the reason why I have to wait for the money before I can be happy. And I'm saying, you got to start it all within you. That's you're the first domino.
Absolutely. Because we can all use an excuse.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it makes life a lot easier, but mm-hmm. it sure doesn't give you the life you want.
No, and it's at the point you decide again, that's that decision point. When do you want to stop making excuses? When do you decide to be responsible and start living?
Because that's your freedom, guys. That's mm-hmm. your freedom.
Yeah. Good point. okay. Well, let's go on. Okay, so then you have your pendulum, so you have your classes. And you've been going on. You started doing your classes and everything, and I'm trying to progress.
We started doing the work in class, and I would watch a scene and go, look, you pulled way back on this line. So what's up with sex in your life, or what's up with money in your life? I mean, it was just like I could extrapolate where people's blocks were. And that's really what I do best for everybody. I can reach into the energy and put together the pattern and the belief systems that are limiting you where you're fighting yourself. And so, you know, people's lives started to change in the studio. And then they asked me, oh my God, would you do it for my brother? Would you do it for my mom? And then they had friends. And then somebody found me and said, will you be on my radio show? And then they created a radio network and said, my gosh, you've got to be on them. You've got to have your own show. And so that's how my own show started. And that's how my private session started. I just got off a fabulous private session with a beautiful woman about 15 minutes before I joined you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that now I'm teaching seminars and speaking across the world. And because I asked that one question down on my knees, how do we create our own happiness? How do we heal ourselves? And so that's become pretty much my life work. I'm still acting, and I truly believe that we all heal by the presence of who we are. So I'm healing with my presence on screen as much as I'm healing, yes, even in the horror films that I do. But you can see my presence in ET. You know, I probably was instrumental in healing more people in that movie than I could ever touch in a lifetime.
That's true.
So I know that I heal people no matter what I teach. I'm really excited. I haven't even been able to tell you about this, but I've created, you know, in all these years, over 20 years of private sessions now, it occurred to me that everything came back. The one common thread through every body and every session I've ever done is people, we just don't love ourselves and honor ourselves. So I have created this little teddy bear that has these sayings, and the child will push the paw, and the bear says, like, I love me, and the child repeats it back to the bear, I love me, I love my body, I love my body. To teach children at a very early age to claim their magnificence and their love for themselves in first person.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, I'm so excited about it. And it's really starting to take off, and we're getting the publicity and all that stuff. It's going to launch the end of August. And I just think this simple little idea can change the world. A lot of people don't know that your personality is locked in by the time you are 4 to 7 years old. And a lot of your, most of your memory and your emotional life is implanted within you by the time you're 18 months old. And what's interesting about that is that we have all of these emotional reactions that's gone on and that are literally a part of our physicality that are put in place before our reasoning part of our brain even begins to be created. So to try and reason about all of these things is pretty much impossible. You can't reason them because you didn't have that part of your brain that could understand what happened. You just have to be conscious enough that you go, this isn't working for me, and what's the opposite thing that will work for me? I know, for example, that I go into fear every time I see a dog. That's not a rational fear. I can't find any place in me where I ever had a bad experience with a dog, but you know you have it, so you know that that's something that is disempowering you that you want to turn around.
Right.
Did I lose you?
No, I said right, uh-huh. So, are you there?
I'm here, baby.
Yeah. So is that, Now, are you saying like in this life, or could that be something from another life? Or
of course.
Okay. Yeah.
It can also be something from a future life.
Okay.
It's playing itself out in this life.
Right.
Because, you know, we exist. If you saw Interstellar,
yes.
It represented it really well, how we exist on several different dimensions.
Right.
And we can guide ourselves. We can mislead ourselves from our past, present, and future lives. That's why, you know, the workshop that you and I and Dolores taught brought all that together so beautifully. That no matter what, you know, we look at time and space as being divided. The universe looks at time and space as being one.
Right.
So there really isn't any separation between past, present, and future. And whatever moment that you create right now is affecting the past, present, and future. So what you create now from feeling love, feeling joy, feeling empowerment, those things can literally shift the past, because what you're doing is creating new synapses right now. So you can shift the electrical charge that you have from the past, which is affecting now, by creating what you want now. That's why it's so important to let go of our stories.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially if you'll do that while thinking of those stories.
Well, expand on that. What do you mean?
It's occurring to me, if you'll think of those stories at the same time while you're like, you'll do that empowerment. If you're thinking those new thoughts.
Yes.
And then you bring that old thought back in there, that old story. See, then it comes in with, it's like it recreates it, and it recreates it with a new story.
Yeah. And then you just create the new story.
Yes.
You just continue creating the new story.
Yeah.
Because there's no room for the old story.
Exactly.
It's such empowering, empowering work. And I want to explain to people that those of us that are on this path, many of us, like I spoke about in the future, many of us are experiencing change and upheaval and challenges because we have committed to living the truth. We have committed to being the highest truth. And that means anything and everything that's not in harmony with that and doesn't resonate with that has got to be eliminated and released from our energetic system. And that's pretty much what's going on.
Right. Absolutely. And that's what we're seeing. It just falls away.
Yes. And the more you just roll with the flow and adapt, the easier it's going to be on you. You know, don't fight it. Just go, oh, well, here's the shit again. I'm looking at the shit, so now I'm going to let the shit go.
Mm-hmm. Well, and sometimes it's surprising. And that's the hard part, is sometimes it's coming from places that you did not expect it to come from.
Yeah. The good and the bad, Julia.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of it you're like, okay, yeah, I expected it from there. But the other is like, whoa.
Yeah.
it's like,
whoa, I thought this was going to be the cakewalk, you know?
Yeah.
But I urge people, when that comes up, to look inside and see what belief systems you have or fears that are substantiating or helping to create the situation or the resistance of the situation that you're in.
Yeah, that's where in the talks that I've been giving, because I was always saying at first it's your thoughts and your words, and someone reminded me also look at your beliefs, because those beliefs hide a little deeper.
Yeah.
And that
your thoughts and your perceptions
yes.
actually make up your beliefs.
Right.
Initially, but then your belief system creates the continuing thoughts and perceptions that you hold.
Right.
So it's kind of a circle, the way I understand it.
Yeah, and sometimes those they're there and they're much deeper, or they've been there all along and you just don't even realize it. And, and you just don't even know they've just been there so long.
Yeah.
You aren't even aware of them.
You know, I did a private session with this beautiful young woman in China, which was really interesting to me to see how working through an interpreter didn't mm-hmm. matter at all.
Right.
The energy just went, okay, well, I'm going to communicate through this interpreter as easily as I communicate in your own language. It was pretty astounding. But she said to me, Dee, I don't understand. I meet a man, I say, he's not going to want me before I even go out with him. Or I get a job interview, I say, they're not going to want me. And the first thing I heard was in embryo. And I said to her, do you know what was going on with your mom and dad when you were conceived and your mother was carrying you? Oh my God, her whole body language she almost went fetal on me. And she dropped her head and she said, well, I was the second child, you know, and in China, you're not supposed to have the second child.
Right, right.
And so my family didn't want me because I was the second child and I wasn't going to get any of the benefits and all that stuff that's in place there. And then she said, I was born and I was a girl and my father really didn't want me. So I was sent away to my grandparents to live so I wouldn't shame my family. And I'm going, and honey, you're wondering why the first thing that comes up for you in every subject of your life is they're not going to want me.
Yeah.
I mean,
she was shunned from the very beginning.
I mean, but she had never put that together.
Wow.
It was an amazing turnaround for her in that one session. It was staggeringly moving and beautiful. And those are the things that are running most of us. And those are the parts of us that are not integrating into the whole of who we are. And so what happens is we end up fighting ourselves.
Right.
You know, I want this job, but I'm not wanted. Yeah. I want this relationship, but I'm not wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And until we realize that it's ourself that's fighting ourself, it's very difficult to heal so that we become an integrated whole and all of us is moving forward to get what we want.
Right. Well, that's fantastic. Can you give any other examples of some of the types of messages or types of healings that have happened?
Oh my gosh. You have 2 years? Well,
that's really beneficial. I think that can help a lot of people, some of the types of things.
One of the most profound was a gentleman that I worked with. He had a severe case of AIDS. They didn't really expect him to live through the year. And he came into my acting studio and we started working expressly on creating health, not healing AIDS, but creating health.
Right.
And all the work that we did went back to this severe religious upbringing that he had, because it was quite evident that he of his sexual preferences at a very early age. And they would beat him, they would demean him, they would berate him. And, you know, this is wrong, this is sinful, who you are is a sin. And so ultimately, he finally said, I'm just going to turn all that sin back on myself. And I truly believe, according to my channel, that that's the basis of not HIV, but AIDS, is the lack of acceptance and permission and self-love that homosexual people are taught not to honor themselves with.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he's in full remission. He does still have HIV, but he has been declared AIDS-free.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. what I would call a miracle.
Absolutely.
But you see, miracles are things that we just don't believe can happen and happen.
Right.
So that tells you, if you really want to create miracles in your life, you got to start believing that whatever it is that you want can happen. You got to believe it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Believe and it's delivered to you. Ask. Ask in the original Hebrew is claim or demand. This will be delivered to me now.
Yes. Yeah, it all starts with that ask.
Yes, and the belief that once you've asked, it's done, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When a kid asks for a toy for Christmas, he doesn't immediately ask Santa for it and then go into worrying about whether Santa's going to bring it or not. But that's what we do.
Right, right.
He goes, wow, I went to Santa, I asked, I can't wait for Christmas morning.
Yeah.
We go, you know, to a restaurant, order a dinner. We don't keep checking in the kitchen whether they're making it or not. We just trust it's going to come.
Exactly.
It's how the world works. But mm-hmm. when it comes to the big stuff, we don't want to go there because we think we don't have any creative ability. I worked with a young woman in New York, and she was she was a top model, but she had gone for a year. She had had something like 200 callbacks for commercials and not booked any. And I said, no, that ain't possible. There's a belief in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And when we did the work around it, it was about relationships. She had a belief that when she was in a relationship, she couldn't be successful because every time her mom would get in a relationship in her childhood, all hell would break loose and unhappiness would happen in the family and she would never get what she wanted. As soon as her mom left the relationship, everything went back to the status quo and they were happy and she would receive the love and everything she wanted. She looked at me when all this, she went, oh my God, Dee. Oh my God. Every time I'm in a relationship, I don't work. And every time I get out of the relationship, I'm successful.
And she
said, well, then you need to know you can be in a relationship and have a lot of love and be successful at the same time. And we did kind of a little meditation. Do you know the next day she booked a job that was like a $200,000 campaign that she booked?
And she was in a relationship at that time, apparently.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. But she had to put that together so she could let go of the belief.
Absolutely.
So she could get out of her own way. Basically, mm-hmm. what happens.
It is. It is. Yeah, it is amazing.
It's exciting. It's empowering. It's miraculous.
It is. Oh, goodness. Okay, well, tell us some stuff. Okay, so at the Transformation Conference.
Yes.
What are you going to be talking about?
Well, you know, I will probably be talking about some of this stuff, and you know how my work works, Julia. Mm-hmm. I'll be given what I'm supposed to talk about probably the night before, maybe even the day of.
I totally understand that.
I mean, I don't ever teach the same stuff over and over and over and over and over again. There's the basics are always the same.
Mm-hmm.
But what the channel brings in is always right there in the moment, brand new. I mean, 2 weeks ago, we were given the information that we can create new energy. Now, you could have knocked me over because for 20 years, I've been told that everything's energy. That's what everything is. You can't get rid of energy.
Right.
But you can reform energy. You can direct energy in a new way to create. Well, now they're saying, now we've gotten to a point where we actually can create new energy. So I'm just starting to work with that. And I'm sure there's probably going to be something that they're going to bring in for the con. Let's just ask. I'm going to ask the channel right now. Hold on.
That's a great idea.
Give me a song, any song that comes into your mind, Julia.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I'm hearing, Isn't She Lovely?
Okay, Isn't She Lovely? Shonda, are you on with us?
Yes.
Okay. You give me a movie.
Oh, gosh, a movie.
Whatever comes to mind.
Yeah, no, we're not going to have one come to mind. I'm not a very big movie person.
You get out of your way, they'll give it to you.
Robin Hood.
Aha! See how that, okay. I got it. One of the things that this group at the Transformational Conference is coming to know and to understand and to shift is to quit. Hold on. I'm going to Robin Hood first, right? Is to quit fighting and battling for the right to see the beauty in themselves. Okay, that's the direction we're going, and now they're taking me to a core belief on these sheets that I represent 20 years of my work. Hold on, here. Okay, so they're taking me to the core belief, I never want to be God. So that tells me, if you put all that together, we are fighting the beautiful part in ourselves that knows it is God and wants to be God, because we are the God of us. Through our free will, we are the God of us. We are the creators of ourselves. Nobody can think thoughts for us or define us in ways that we do not accept or give permission to. Everybody agree on that?
Right, yes.
Okay. So what they're asking me to bring forth is this belief, and belief systems is the highest word. The belief systems around, I never want to be God. So why wouldn't we want to be God? And we talked about it right up at the top.
Responsibility.
Responsibility. What if I do it wrong? Mm-hmm. And the blasphemy, I'm going to go to hell if I claim I am. So you can see the two parts of us that are fighting each other. I want to be the creators of my life. I want to create the money. I want to create the relationships. I want to create the health. But I can never be God, so I can't do it. So those things cancel each other out. That's a paradox. I want to create my life, and I cannot be the God that creates my life. That's literally a paradox that's keeping you stuck in the what's the word the Catholics have for the in between heaven and hell?
Oh, it's a limbo or a
limbo is a good word.
Okay,
yeah. We'll use limbo.
Okay. Limbo land. Let's just call it limbo land.
Yeah. And that's where a lot of people feel they are right now. They know what they want. They know what they want to create. And so why the heck aren't they doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Because they have to powerfully, and they're going no tiptoeing through the tulips.
Mm-hmm.
You have to powerfully walk through the beautiful garden and the tulips and say, yes, I helped create these. I am a part of all creation, and I am given the free will on this plane to create who I am. If people can accept the totality of that and keep their energy focused on that through joy and love, you can pretty much create anything.
Yeah.
We just have to get ourselves out of the way. And the biggest part we have to get out of our way is us saying, I can't do it.
Right.
Or I don't have the permission to do it. Or I don't have the power to do it. Because that's just not a truth that everybody has taught you. So you're still thinking the belief systems that other people have given you, but it's not the truth.
Right. That explains some stuff that happened in this last class.
I get a yes on that, whatever you're referring to. Yeah.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Because they weren't fighting you, they were fighting themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And the deep religious training, mm-hmm. you were up against it, Julia.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
now,
yeah.
You see, let's talk about religion for a minute, because there are some people who are religious, and their religion empowers them to be powerful creators. But most people perceive religion as something that you have to humble yourself, make yourself small in front of, give up your power for.
Right.
So it's not the religion itself. It's really how we accept and perceive the role of religion in our lives. From what other people have given us.
Right.
There's a lot of people in the spiritual community who are disempowering their followers, mm-hmm. and their clients as much as right-wing religion has in the past.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're just doing exactly the same thing. They're,
yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it incenses me.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do anything, but buy my $1,000 program. I'll do it all for you.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it's not the truth.
Right.
Of course, there are instances. Hold on. They're trying to teach something here. Hold on. They're stopping me. Cold. They're stopping me.
Okay.
What's the highest thing to know about this? Sheets.
Okay. We got 5 minutes left, so.
Yeah. Give me a movie. Give me a movie, Julia.
A movie. I have no idea if this is a movie. I'm seeing Walk on Water. Well, I don't know what that is.
Okay. Well, if...
I don't know what that is.
If you believe that you can walk on water, that it's holy to walk on water, that you've been given permission to walk on water, then you will. If you believe that you can't, or you're blasphemous, or you're unholy, or you're a sinner, if you claim that you can, then you won't. So again, it's our perception of what we're willing to open up to receive that defines the creation of who we are.
Right. What you believe,
you create.
Absolutely.
And then the creation from that belief helps you believe the same thing or create new beliefs. Because if you have the limiting belief, I can't, and then you're going to spend a lifetime proving that you can't, and that's going to create more beliefs around why I can't.
Exactly.
So the first thing you've got to do, we've got to do, is start believing I can.
Yes. Who was it that said, I can or I can't, either way, you're correct?
Yeah, Henry Ford.
Yeah.
If you believe you can or believe you can't, you're mm-hmm. right.
Exactly. Yep.
Perfect. And
exactly. And you'll find whatever you need to support either one.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll find all the excuses in the world to support you, or you'll find all of the beliefs and the reasons to support you. Either way you want to go, you will find it.
And so, the people and the opportunities, I'm telling you, they'll be created in the most miraculous way you can ever imagine.
Absolutely. It always works.
It does.
If you want it to work, if you believe it will work, it will work. You just have to believe in yourself.
Believe in the power of you, guys.
That's right.
It's an amazing thing. You know, you were sent here because the One Energy has so much faith in your self-creation.
Yes. Now, Dee, you're also going to be doing a workshop at the conference.
I'm going to be doing private sessions. I'm going to be doing I think it's an afternoon workshop. A lot of private, a lot of one-on-one personal, you know, attention. I really believe in that because people want answers, Joy. Right.
Yes,
you know,
they do.
I don't want them to leave any workshop, any talk, or any session that I do without knowing what the answer is. So that's always my intention, that we get to the answer.
Right.
And we're it. We know we're the answer. So we have to find the answer within ourselves, what it is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so that's what you're doing, is just helping them find their own answers inside.
Yep, because then their whole world shifts, just like the girl who found out she wasn't wanted in the womb.
Okay. Well, any last words before we go? Because we have like 1 minute.
Just, you know, get up every day and start your day by asking yourself, how can I love myself more? Because your life will expand exponentially the more you love yourself.
Fantastic. And how can people find you, Dee?
My website is iamdwallace.com. I've got an amazing webinar next Tuesday night and an incredible program that I just rolled out called the Four Cornerstones of Creation. You want to know everything about creation, that's the program to get, the Four Cornerstones. It's on the homepage.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Dee, and we can't wait till next month, and we'll see you again. And thank you, everybody, for being with us. And we'll see you next week for the next Metaphysical Hour. And I'm going to have to go now. And again, thank you all for being here. And I think I'm a little more awake than I was when we first started.
Love you guys. Love you, Julia.
Thank you so much, Dee.
Bye.